From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of WSFI's Bursting Forth in Sound. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and it is great to be with you. On today's episode, I have with me Bree Noble. She is an entrepreneur, musician, and speaker. She also founded Women of Substance radio and podcast to promote quality female artists in all genres. The podcast is a five-day-per-week show which promotes independent female artists. She draws on her extensive experience running her own music business, both as a solo musician and an industry professional, to train and mentor other female musicians through her Female Musician Academy. She conducts interviews with successful indie female artists and industry pros that are both inspirational and informational. Her website is Women of Substance, and it is WOSradio.com. Bree, thank you for joining me here on Bursting Forth in Sound on WSFI Catholic Radio.
Thanks so much, Bill. So I guess we're going to start out with my first song, which is My Front Door.
Yes, here is My Front Door.
His brown skin glistened, her Levi's were torn. A modern Joseph and Mary. Grass-stained bedding and a pack of lucky strikes was all their wagon could carry. His fingers fumbled to the golden cross that hangs beside the doorbell. Then with conviction and hope in his eyes, he rang and silence fell. Oh, I'm peering through the keyhole. Oh, I'm nervous and uneasy. Oh, has my welcome mat lost its meaning? Blessings out. I am the judge and jury, and I'm in no hurry to explore the other side of my front door. She cleared her throat and wheeled herself around and parked beside the doorbell. Pamphlets on her lap and clipboard in her hand. Is it God or magazine she's gonna sell? Oh, I'm peering through the keyhole. Oh, I'm nervous and uneasy. Its meaning. My front door is asking God to bless this house, but I lock that door, don't wanna let those blessings out. I am the judge and jury, and I'm in no hurry to explore the other side of my front door. This house, I lock that door, but I gotta let those blessings out. I've been judge and jury, and I've been in no hurry to explore the other side of my front door.
So that was My Front Door. We're talking with Bree Noble here on WSFI's Bursting Forth in Sound. Bree, thank you again for joining me. Wonderful song. Can you tell me a little bit about the song and also how you got started in the music industry?
Sure. Well, that song, it kind of came from just this feeling like I knew I needed to reach out and help people, but sometimes I felt like I was uncomfortable doing that, and I just felt more comfortable like being, people would come to my door for different reasons, and whether they're needy or they want my help with something, and sometimes it was just easier to like stay in my house and like look out the little peephole and not put myself out there and be vulnerable with people and help them. And so this song was kind of me working through those feelings and knowing that God wants me to reach out to people, even though it might feel uncomfortable sometimes.
Wonderful. And so that kind of launched you into helping others and the entire Women of Substance Radio. Tell me a little bit about getting started in the music industry and feeling your way through it.
Sure. Well, I got really excited about music when I was in high school. I grew up singing in church musicals and was in Salty Praise and all those fun things in church. And I went to high school. I was in like every single choir you could be in. I loved it. And I decided to get a music degree, and I went to Westmont College in Santa Barbara, which is a Christian liberal arts university or college. And I was with the school group that performed all over the place, all over California, a couple of other different states. And we would tour like every other weekend. And we made a few recordings and stuff. And so I just got really excited about being able to do that, being able to minister to people. When we were on the road, we went to places like missions. We went to some prisons and juvenile halls and stuff like that, as well as churches. And it was just such a great experience doing that. I wanted to do that full time. But life kind of took me in a different direction as far as not being able to figure out the music industry right away. Mm. I would do it on the side. I sang with my church. But I was actually working as a director of finance at an opera company for a while. I had a double degree in music and business. So I did that. And then I started having kids and decided I couldn't handle the stress of the full-time job with children, so I quit that. And once I did that, I found that I had more time to really focus on figuring out the music career. And I started booking shows. I recorded my first CD, which was Healing Waters, my first professional CD. I'd been writing for a while and recording on my own, but this one was the first professional one. And I started booking tours for myself, and I took my kids on tour with me. And it was a great time of really exploring what I could do as far as helping other people. I developed a speaking topic called You Are My Vision, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I was able to go out to a lot of women's groups. I mean, I did churches and stuff, but women were really what I was focusing on, and do this speaking topic about my testimony and interweaving my songs. And so that was really my main focus in my music career. And then my kids got older and didn't really want to tour anymore. I decided to focus more on doing things that I could do from home, which was starting Women of Substance Radio and supporting other women that did what I did in all different genres, not just Christian genres, but all different genres of music, and just helping them get their music out there.
That's a beautiful mission. We're talking with Bree Noble of Women of Substance Radio here on WSFI's Bursting Forth in Sound. And you mentioned Healing Waters was your first album, and we're going to listen to that song here in just a minute. You want to tease that song a little bit for us?
Sure. That song was really born out of a time period that I was going through a really difficult physical problem. I have Crohn's disease, which is like an inflammatory bowel disease. And I got really, really, really sick after I had my first daughter. So I ended up in the hospital for about 13 days total. And I just, at that point, was like not sure if I was ever going to get out of the hospital. I was so weak and I couldn't keep any food down. And I just kind of cried out to God, like, if I make it out of here, God, I want to feel like I have a real purpose for my life. I want to feel like I'm really doing what you want me to do with my life. And I'm not just kind of coasting through life. And that song really came to me while I was in the shower, when I was in the hospital. It was just like, it hit me, like the feeling of the water rushing over me and like getting clean. Because you know, when you're in the hospital, you're just like in the same gown for 5 days and you're just thanking God that you finally get to take a shower. And I just started thinking, this is what I want God to do with my life. I want him to take out all the stuff that doesn't belong there and just fill it with purpose. and washed me clean. And so that song came to me while I was in the shower, and I jumped out and I wrote it down on the paper. And you know, it's the first time that like the melody and the lyrics came at the same time for me. And so I knew at that time that that song was going to be career changing for me. I just had a feeling, and that ended up being the title track to my first professional CD.
Beautiful. Well, let's take a listen to Healing Waters here on Bursting Forth in Sound.
Why can't I get out of bed this morning? These flimsy sheets seem to weigh a ton. I try to move, but I'm paralyzed by something. Something buried deep in my own deceit about the person I've become. I cry out loud for the strength to face my demons. Oh Lord, my God, you know what's ailing me. I try to hide, but inside my soul is screaming, Lord, deliver me, baptize me, set me free, and wash away all the layers of dust that have settled over me. Wash away all the secret thoughts I don't want you to see. Wash away the complacency. Backwards till I'm immersed and careening toward the falls. Lord, rescue me, I'm ready to surrender. Hold me in your arms, my loving Savior, now and forever.
Healing Waters by Bree Noble. She is our guest here on today's Bursting Forth in Sound episode on WSFI Catholic Radio. We have to take a short break right now, but we will be back with more in our second half. Stay tuned right here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Bill Snyder.
Looking at term life insurance? Consider life insurance from Catholic Financial Life and see how we put Catholic values in action. To learn more, call Matt Tomlinson at 847-548-MATT. 847-548-6288.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of WSFI's Bursting Forth in Sound. You are listening to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. And my guest today on today's episode is Bree Noble. She is an entrepreneur, speaker, and musician. And Bree also is the founder of Women of Substance Radio, which is a podcast and an internet radio station. You can check her internet radio station out at wosradio.com. I want to find out just a little bit more about Women of Substance Radio. You began this endeavor. It sounds so fascinating. You're helping so many women, both Christian and secular, just share their music with the world.
Yeah, I just found that there was so many really talented female artists out there. When I was out there performing, I just met so many people when I was networking, and I was like, oh, wow, why aren't these people being played on the radio? Why don't they have more exposure? They're so talented. And so I just kind of started it as a hobby at first, and then it really caught on. It grew into now a full-fledged business, and I just love promoting female artists. I don't think they get enough airplay. I don't think they get enough credit for what they do. We play everything from rock and pop to Americana and country. We have a Christian show on Sundays. We have jazz and blues, pretty much every kind of genre that you can think of. And we are on the radio station playing a combination of independent artists and label artists. So you can tune in to hear Kelly Clarkson and Adele, and then you'll hear some independent artists that you'll find are just as good.
Can I ask you some of your favorite independent artists that you've produced?
Oh my goodness. There's just so many good ones. Rachel Sage, she's a huge one. She's got tons of albums, and she's just really good. She's very popular in New York. A couple others. I've had some previous American idols like Alexis Grace and Haley Johnson, and just we had one of our Women of Substance people was one of the top contenders on The Voice in the second season, Katrina Parker, and Myla Smith is a really good one. We just have so many good ones.
People can listen to this station on their smartphones as well, right?
Yes, we are on TuneIn. You can also just download our app for free on iOS and Android. Just look up Women of Substance. And as well, the podcast, of course, is on iTunes and SoundCloud and Stitcher, everywhere that you can find good podcasts. And you just look up Women of Substance. And the podcast is all independent artists. We play 7 new songs by independent artists every weekday.
Wow, that is so incredible. That is awesome that you're really helping women find their voice and use their voice on your radio station. Let's talk a little bit more about your journey as well. You have a great story about You Are My Vision. Why don't you tell us that story?
Sure. So You Are My Vision was actually originally sent to me by someone who ended up being my publisher and ended up being my producer for Healing Waters. And when I originally met him, he sent me this song and wanted me to do a demo for him. And when I heard the song, I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to do a demo for this. And then I thought, maybe if I do an album, I want to put this on the album. And then, so he was one of the writers on the song, but the other co-writer, he introduced me to. And after she heard the demo, she was really excited. And I started talking to her, and I realized that she wrote the song because she was losing vision, physical vision in her eyes. She was going blind. And when she found out that I am visually impaired, which I haven't even mentioned yet, I've had glaucoma since birth. And so that's a big part of my story when I do my testimony. And I just thought, this is a perfect marriage. This song can kind of be my theme song. And it ended up being the title of the program that I would give where I do my testimony and interweave my songs. You Are My Vision ended up being the title to that because it meant so many things to me. It meant actually people in my life helping me have vision as far as having a mission for my life, being able to do things that maybe I thought I couldn't do. And then just God giving me vision for my life. When I didn't have the physical vision to see certain things, God was leading me in the direction that I needed to go. So it's been a really pivotal song for me and really important. And it just meant so much to the writer because she was losing her vision as she wrote the song that somebody who was also visually impaired was singing it and putting it out there in the world.
That is an amazing story. Well, let's listen to this song. And you know, that's the amazing thing about music is that it keeps our imagination alive. So let's take a listen to You Are My Vision.
You are my vision, my only vision. You are the ribbon around my soul. Your eyes see through me. Your words renew me. You are the hand I want to hold. You are my vision, my greatest vision. You are the heaven that lights the dark. You are my reason, my gift of freedom. You are the breath inside my heart. I was like a river running dry. I'd forgotten how to sing and dance and fly. I'd given up on everything, just trying to survive. Then you threw the moon and stars into my eyes. You are my vision, my sweetest vision. You are the crimson that paints the rose. When winter finds me, you're right beside me. You are the spring that melts the snow. I was like a river running dry. I'd forgotten how to sing and dance and fly. I'd given up on everything, just trying to survive. Then you threw the moon and stars into my eyes. Moon and stars into my eyes. Lord, you are my vision, my only vision.
So that was You Are My Vision by Bree Noble. She is our guest here on WSFI Bursting Forth in Sound. We are having a wonderful conversation all about her journey of faith and also her radio station, Women of Substance. It's online radio station, WOS Radio.com. Look it up. It is wonderful. It can be found, again, on TuneIn, all your podcasts as well, Podcast Stitcher. I want to just ask you, again, to tell us a little bit about the last song we're going to play, Why I Can't Go Home, and anything else that you want to toss in there.
Sure. Well, before I get into the last story, I just want to mention, if you are a female artist and you would like to have your music on Women of Substance, go to WOSradio.com. And then you can click on Submit Music and see how we do that. And we have a review board that goes over all our music. So that's the way to do that. And if you're a female artist, you're looking for some help or some coaching in your career, you can go to femusician.com. That's femmusician.com. And we have a great podcast where you can learn from lots of artists that are doing this for a living and being successful in different ways. And you can also get involved in the Female Musician Academy, where I help independent artists with the business side of their music. So hope to see you guys there. And as far as this last song, this is a really personal song for me. It was written, actually the words to it came from a poem that was written by my aunt, Carol Park. She wrote a poem, I believe the title was For the Children of Those Who Are Losing Their Minds. And it's about dealing with parents with Alzheimer's. And when I read that poem, I was really inspired by it because I knew that my grandmother was dealing with Alzheimer's. And it was born out of some of the frustration that my aunt dealt with going to visit her and her a lot of times not knowing what's going on, or sometimes she wouldn't recognize people and she didn't understand why she had to do this and where she was going. And so it just talks about just an encounter where my aunt goes to take my grandma to the doctor, and and then she like gets to the doctor and she doesn't know where she is and she doesn't understand why she doesn't have her suitcase and she just wants to go home. She doesn't know why she's there and different things. She's not remembering who my dad is. She thinks it's my uncle. And so it's just, I think it's been really impactful for people that have parents that are dealing with Alzheimer's. I remember I was at a performance once and I sang that song and a guy walked up to me and said, my dad has Alzheimer's. This really touched me. And he handed me a $20 bill. I was really, really touched by that because he was clearly moved. So this is Why Can't I Go Home?
Well, thank you, Bree, for joining me here on WSFI Bursting Forth in Sound. It has been a pleasure having you on. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all you're doing for women in the world to give them a voice.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to do it.
We'll close now with Why Can't I Go Home?
I clench my fist, say a silent prayer as I walk along my weekly pilgrimage. I hesitate, not knowing just who I'll find in that stuffy one room in the village. She stands from her rocker, her eyes are on fire, but rapture becomes accusation. You didn't say you would be here today. It's the sanest of our conversations. Hysteria sets in as we drive to the clinic. Like every other day, reality gives way to an endless refrain. Where is my suitcase? I left some things behind. How did I get here? Am I losing my mind? Where am I going? And where did I come from? Where is my suitcase? And why can't I go home? Fragments and pieces locked up in her mind. Her son is a nameless face. Her jumbled thoughts leap to my uncle's name. She cowers in disgrace. Then suddenly sane, her wits are restored, and memory returns a lost child. Hopeful in finding not all is erased, our reunion is sweet for a while. But hysteria sets in, driving home from the clinic. Like every other day, reality gives way to an endless refrain. Where is my suitcase? I left some things behind. How did I get here? Am I losing my mind? Where am I going? And where did I come from? Where is my suitcase? And why can't I? Frustration reaches its peak. Her lips brush softly on my cheek. Her heart forgets its etiquette, a fleeting gift. I'll never forget. Then hysteria sets in, and we're back there again. Like every other day, reality gives way to an endless refrain. Where is my suitcase? I left some things behind. How did I get here? Am I losing my mind? Where am I going? And where did I come from? Where is my suitcase? And why can't I go?
This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. For more information about this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org. To listen to the program again, visit wsfi.org and click on the Radio Archive tab.